Now, the Taoiseach has admitted that meeting the target of 1.25 million doses of vaccine delivered in March is going to be very challenging. Given what we saw in the last week, Ciarán O'Donnell, 82,000 doses administered when we'd been, you know, initially projecting 100,000, and what we're hearing of the projections for next week, the idea that, the 1.25 million doses is very challenging is a bit of a euphemism, really, for we haven't a hope in hell of getting there, do we?
It's very challenging. The AstraZeneca vaccine, they've missed deadlines, three deadlines in recent times. That has proved very challenging. Really, in terms of the rollout, it's all down now to the restriction is around supply. But I think the vaccine story is still a very good story.
It wasn't just supply issues in the last week, though. I mean, there was certainly a lot of other logistical problems that emerged in terms of deliveries not getting to GPs when they were promised. And that has dented confidence in the HSE's ability to do the much greater rollout that's on the way.
I would say there was bumps along the road, but nevertheless, this weekend, we'll see virtually 99% of the vaccines to be administered by the GPs to over 85s administered. We'll have seen over 500 vaccines given by this weekend. And we're seeing that the vaccine itself is kicking in, where we're seeing major reductions in the level of cases amongst the people in nursing homes, frontline workers. And as of today, just announced by, Paul Reid, the head of the HSE, we've now less than 100 people in ICU. That's a real, real positive 99 people. So we're moving in the right direction. Yes, targets are challenging, but nevertheless, I expect that you'll see a major rollout of the vaccine in April. And I think the challenge then is to ensure that we can get people vaccinated properly. I think we are geared up for that.
Yeah,
Martin Kenny.
No, I think, you know, we all want to see this work. Everybody wants the vaccine rolled out as quickly as possible to as many places as possible. And while we understand there are some problems with getting the vaccine, that's the main problem here. But there are also serious issues with logistics, with getting it from when it arrives in the country into the hands of the GPs and into the people out there that are needing it. I know in my area, in North Leitrim and West Cavan, there are people over 85s that haven't received their vaccine yet. Loads of them. And even my own mother has been booked for next Thursday to get her, and she's almost 89 years old. So, you know, there are a lot of problems out there. And, you know, we don't want to be critical for the sake of being critical. What we want to do is we want to work together to ensure that we get this delivered as fast as possible to as many people as possible, because at the end of the day, the root out of this problem is making sure that we get this vaccine rollout right and do it right.
I don't think I should be lost sight of the fact, except with your mother, but we're talking about 1,300 GP practices, where we're talking at this stage that there's just 65 haven't rolled out the vaccine. That will happen next week, and your mother will get her vaccine next week.
I understand
that.
And
we're talking about 850 out of about 72,000. All done in the last 2 weeks.
There are also people who are homebound who can't get the vaccine at all. And there has been nothing done for those. I have loads of people who have been on to me where they can't go to the GP because they're bedbound. They can't get out of their home. And there has been no provision put in place yet. In the next week,
we're moving into cohort 4, which is for people that have specific illness between 16 and 69.
But that's separate to the people we're talking about, the over 85s who haven't been able to avail of the GP.
The over 85s, as of now, Paul Reid has stated that there are 850 over 85s that will have to get the vaccine next week. That involves 65 practices out of 1,300, and it involves 850
but many
over 85s out of 72,000.
Okay, let me bring in Verona Murphy. Verona, what are you hearing on the ground in Wexford?
Well, I'm getting all the same calls that you hear Martin getting. I mean, I have many 85-year-olds who haven't been contacted. They've contacted their GP. The GP hasn't received the vaccine, has no idea when they're going to receive it, and it's a significant issue. On Thursday, Katie, in the Dáil, there were over 200 GPs where the statements made that hadn't received vaccines. Yesterday, we saw Dr. Nina Burns tweet that she had received the vaccine with no syringes or needles. And these are vaccines that are time sensitive. In you know, we know that there's a timeline on them, and the rollout of the logistical managing of the rollout seems to be catastrophic. It's just chaotic. But what I would say is, yes, we are living in hope. But on Thursday, what you saw from Minister Donnelly on questions and answers in relation to the vaccine rollout was, it seemed to be his only strategy in answering questions was attack being the best form of defence. He was accusing deputies of using disgraceful language, particularly Deputy Catherine Connolly, who actually relayed what a doctor had said. And the words were, He was at the end of his tether. She received an onslaught from the minister. It is just not good enough. GPs are contacting our constituency offices saying that they have no direct line to the HSE. When they do phone up, they get a call centre in Waterford or a call centre in Galway, and there is no direct contact. They have no direct link to be able to understand what they can tell their patients. Now, the reality is we are a country that is following the EU slavishly. Denmark is a country the same population size of Ireland, and they have rolled out the vaccine almost entirely. Now, this is important. Almost 29% of people in Northern Ireland have been vaccinated, compared to 6% in the south. Okay. Just let me point out that we are hinging all our hopes on the vaccine. And I'd like to know what the logistical issues are, because the questions we're asking in relation to it are not being answered.
Can I just a couple points?
Kieran O'Donnell.
Verona, in Denmark, the rate is rising at the moment, unlike here. Secondly, in terms of the north, right, Ireland, in the republic element of the island, we have a higher number of people have got second doses versus the Northern Ireland. Our rate in terms of
lower.
You're not
suggesting we're ahead of the Northern Ireland.
No, I'm just saying that just to put it in context.
Well,
right?
let me put it in context, and finally, the government continually denies this point.
There's no point in shouting over you if you want it in context. I'll give it to you. Denmark has been closed for 15 days.
Denmark has been closed for 15 days. In the same context, Ireland and Ireland's government have had this country closed for 170 days. It's no wonder.
Can I just come back on the GPs, right? And Verona made reference to earlier. Yes, there have been, in my view, not as good a communication with the GPs that should be happening. I'd hope that's now rectified. They've put extra people in place at each local level. But I think what really our system here is about ensuring that we've put a safe, effective and a fair system in place for a vaccination rollout programme. Yes, we've had problems with supplies, but I think what we're now going to find is hopefully the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will be approved by the EMA next week. And I think what we're really gearing up, and the Taoiseach was in Galway yesterday, they're looking at a centre there that will do 3,000 a day. So I think we're very much now in the space with over nearly 10,000 people in place to administer the vaccines, that I think this is a very good news story.
To support that view, we've got a text in here from Mary in Dublin. I have five elderly relatives from 85 to 95 years of age in Cork, Waterford and Wexford, and they have all been vaccinated, says Mary.
It's still difficult for people
balance.
Who haven't been vaccinated. Okay, I accept that.
Let me bring in Stephen McMahon from the Irish Patients Association. Stephen, you've been listening to our debate there. How would you rate the rollout at this point?
Well, I think the first thing we have to look at is the fact that as of last night, 4,405 people have died as a result of COVID, and we have over 222,000 people actually had COVID, and hopefully most of those have all recovered by now. The issue here is that we're sort of in a bubble in Ireland where we're looking constantly at the numbers that we're hearing about what we're doing. And we need to be looking further afield within Europe, because it's in Europe that those deals to get those supplies have been done. They were negotiated by the Commission and they are sort of coordinated from the point of view of the deliveries as a proportion of population. I did a quick look just for a quick start, Katie, there this morning. As per ECDC, Ireland has now had 16.3 doses distributed per 100 people. Versus Denmark, 16.4. So we're in fifth now at the moment, which was an increase from yesterday. And it looks like that we got something in the region according to these numbers. And this is the problem. It's very hard to get the hard facts. It would look like that we got something in the region of about 123,000 additional doses between yesterday and today that seem to be available. But the real charge here is that, you know, we need to be working at this together to understand the system needs to be more transparent in its communication process.
Because you have written directly to the Commission. So explain what were you asking them?
Well, basically what we were trying to do was to see the stewardship and oversight of the deals that were done with the companies that are providing the vaccines, to see that, one, that there was equity in the distribution proportionate to population, and to see what the planned deliveries were going forward. And basically, we were quite taken a surprise, really, in the reply that we received earlier this week, where it said, and I quote, the Commission is not in a position to disclose the number of doses allocated to individual countries, in this case Ireland, and we're also not able to disclose the number of doses actually delivered to a specific country. Now, before they go on, which is of major concern to the Irish Patients Association, I'm sure many of your listeners, that the Commission is looking after that contractual obligations are fulfilled. It is in this respect to be noted that some member states may wish not to purchase all the doses allocated to them, while others may wish to order more. Member states are free to redistribute doses between them. And really, if we start that amongst all of the member states of doing side deals and all sorts of stuff, it's going to undermine the solidarity that was needed to actually get these vaccines. And we'll have all sorts of cross deals happening. And we find that, you know, that the what we would call the vaccine mountain, that anything that's not used should be returned to the Commission, and that it should be shared in accordance with the population guidelines that they've already agreed. And this is something, indeed, that they, okay. we see that the Minister is talking about writing next week. But we would be saying that this is so important, it should be dealt with over the weekend, and disturb perhaps President Van der Leer's Sunday lunch with this important development.
Yeah, just in relation to that, because that's being reported today, yeah. that we're Ireland is among a number of countries that are pressing for formalised approach to redistributing surplus vaccines in the EU.
Well, the Taoiseach was out yesterday where he said we had made contact with countries like Germany who said they were using their vaccine. I don't think the issue is supply within the EU. I think the issue is supply from the suppliers. And I think what really needs to happen now is that, and going back to Stephen's point in terms of the precise nature of the deals with the suppliers.
That report, that there yeah. is some initiative underway on that.
The Department of Health are looking at ways of working with other countries, but I think very much in the spirit of cooperation within the EU. To ensure,
what are we asking for?
What we're asking is to ensure that all supplies of vaccines that come in with the EU are used in the most efficient way possible to ensure that there aren't situations where maybe that there's surplus stock in one country over another. The Taoiseach is stating yesterday...
Sorry, just one moment, Roy. I just want to clarify here. who is calling for this? What countries are behind
the countries being reported calling for it are Denmark, Lithuania, Latvia and Slovakia.
Right. And we want any surpluses distributed as per population,
I think it's coming from the Department of Health, but I think the Taoiseach was out yesterday stating that we have made contact with various countries. So it's not as straightforward as, we'll say, redistribution within the EU. I think it's also...
quietly going around using our, through our embassies or some other way, contacting other EU countries and saying any chance
I would
of
say
a few
in,
vaccines?
I'd say in the normal way in terms of engaging with our European partners. Like, the vaccines are coming into Europe collectively operating in Europe. So I think that's unusual, right? I think we should be doing that.
Okay.
But I think the most important thing at the moment from now on is that security of supply from the suppliers of the vaccine. And the AstraZeneca is a huge problem.
Just in relation to that, sorry, Veronica, I'll come to you in one moment, but just in relation to that, there's a report that it's referred to as this vaccine bazaar.
Yeah.
And is that a formal thing, or is that just a phrase to indicate?
Well, it looked to me like it was a phrase used as a commentator in terms of dealing with it. But I think.
But it said that the Taoiseach said that we asked for 2 million out of this whatever this process is, and we ended up with 168,000.
Yeah, but I'm not privy to the details of it. All I know at this stage is that there's a European model in place, which is really to ensure security of supply. And we have one particular company, AstraZeneca, who are very much running behind, not only with Ireland, but other countries as well. And I think this has to be done in a European-wide basis to ensure that there is security. But I can just make, the positive side here. If the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is approved next week by the EMA, that will bring another stream of vaccines into Ireland. And we're ready to very much do serious mass vaccinations in the month of April.
Are there any arrangements being made right now to ensure that we have supplies of that vaccine in place, ready to go the moment we get the approval from the EU?
I would expect that there are discussions ongoing between the government and Department of Health on this particular issue. But it has to be approved first. They're one of the companies that Ireland has, through Europe, collectively negotiated a contract of supply with, once they're approved by the EMA. And can I say, we're looking at vaccinating 1 million people per week in the month of April. That's very positive.
I want to bring in Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP, Billy Kelleher. Billy, going back to what Stephen McMahon was saying in relation to his contacts with the Commission and this shroud of secrecy really around what deliveries are arriving and what deliveries are being dispatched to various countries. Why the secrecy around this?
Well, look, I mean, it was the criticism that a lot of us made before Christmas last year. I mean, we do need to ensure that there would have been openness and transparency in terms of the contracts. That was a big concern initially.
But
when
it's not
we started
happening.
Well, that's the point, because, I mean, some companies are saying, well, look, I mean, contracts are, you know, drawn up between two parties. They weren't agreed initially to be published. So there is redacted contracts, you know, laid before the Parliament regularly, but you can't get the detail. And then on top of that, I mean, we don't have country by country reporting in terms of the number of vaccines that actually go to each country. And of course, member states are not necessarily clamouring for that particular information, because there might be concerns that if the information flow shows that they're getting more vaccines than they're using, well, then it creates a political difficulty in member states. Bear in mind, Germany last week had 2.4 million vaccines unused, you know, as of last week. So, I mean, some countries have more vaccines than they can administer. Other countries like Ireland, which are waiting for vaccines on a weekly basis, they could certainly do with more to challenge our administration to get them into people's arms, in other words. But I think that the next couple of weeks will prove very decisive in terms of the rollout of the vaccine and confidence building among the public. Companies are beginning to ramp up production capabilities. And then the next question will be, well, can the health systems in Ireland and across the European Union actually administer as quickly as they get? And that's going to be the next big challenge. So it's supply at the moment, but within a matter of weeks, supply will not be the issue.
Billy, I think we're very much set up for that. In that,
but
37 centres.
I don't want to be having a big debate with you about it. I mean, I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying that will be the next big challenge. Yeah. The challenge at the moment is we don't have enough
vaccines. Well, let's stick with the challenge at the moment.
At the moment, the challenge is that we haven't had a pre-planning in regard to all this. This is really where it's fallen down, that every time something comes up, we run around, what are we going to do now? There hasn't been pre-planning as to how we are going to get additional vaccines from other countries in Europe if there is surplus there. There isn't pre-planning if we do get, if Johnson & Johnson comes on board, that we're going to be able to deal with it. Because I've come across situations on the ground where there are GP practices and where there are places where they can't get the capacity for to administer the vaccine, even if they did come in large, large quantities of it at the moment. So, you know, really a lot of this is down to the logistics and to how we're working it all out. And really, that's the criticism I think that most people have. The expectations are raised very high. Now we're falling short, and now we're running around to see what we're going to do.
I think it's a fair comment, Martin. If the vaccine comes,
I want to let Verona Murphy say,
you know, we're well behind the curve here. I mean, we knew that the Germans and the French were not going to roll out the AstraZeneca vaccine to the over 65s. Yet, as a country, we allowed them to hoard over 1 million vaccines each. We didn't look for that supply. Now that they've decided they are going to vaccinate the over 65s, we've decided to look for the supply. This government is behind the curve at all times to the detriment of the people. And what I would say, where Ciarán's information is coming from, I just don't know, because I've asked in a PQ how many vaccinators we do have. We have fully qualified professional nurses in Wexford offering their time to give the vaccine, to be told that they need to do 30 hours training. By the way, I have not received the information as to how many vaccinators we do have. And this is beginning to sound and look very much like our testing and tracing system, which in the end we heard all of the right language, but the system collapsed. And that's my serious concern here, that vaccination rollout is heading for a collapse.
Can I just make one comment here? As it stands at the moment, Paul Reid is on record as saying that vaccine is administered to the public within a week of the vaccine arriving. That's the standard. And furthermore,
without syringes arriving with it.
And there are cases where that has happened and it should not have happened. It nevertheless, and I'm not in any way reducing the impact it has on people like Martin's mother. But the point I'm trying to make is that generally the rollout of vaccine is being rolled out in an efficient manner,
Kieran,
based on the number of vaccines coming in.
And
I think in the month...
There's 6% of vaccine rolled out in Southern Ireland versus 29% in Northern Ireland. Now,
it's a different context, Verona. With due respect,
Kieran,
our model is based around a second dose. We're well ahead of the North in the second dose.
Well, then we'll use Denmark as the model, because ultimately we are so far behind the curve. If you look at Denmark, and we're constantly being told about Denmark, so let's look at it in the vaccination rollout sphere. They are so far ahead of us. Many countries in Europe have decided not to give the second vaccine, to roll out the first vaccination. We can't even get the first vaccination.
Our model has worked in that regard. We've seen a reduction in the risk groups, the over 85s.
You're still not and giving in nursing homes,
and in nursing homes, and in healthcare
are.
Workers.
Kieran,
and
if we've seen the reduction,
we wouldn't
be discussing this problem if the model was working.
Exactly.
The reason we're here is because the model isn't working.
The supply isn't arriving in the time we would like.
And if there's an acknowledgement of that, then we can move forward.
The supply is not arriving the efficient manner that we would like. I think that will very much see, coming into the month of April, we'll have large supplies of vaccine arriving. The likes of Johnson are getting approval. And I think this is a good success story.
The reality here is that we're twice now behind. We've missed for two consecutive weeks the vaccine deadlines, the targets. We've missed them. I am not as confident as you. And what I'm asking here
is, half a million doses administered by this weekend already.
For the people, we need to see a transparent rollout. We need to understand the problems if people are to have confidence.
Okay, can I bring Billy Kelleher back into the conversation? Billy, in relation to that initiative that we were talking about, this bizarre vaccine bazaar, and attempts to have some sort of a formal setup for redistributing surplus vaccine, is there much chance that there'll be much surplus vaccine to be redistributed, in your view?
Well, I think countries will be very reluctant to redistribute their surpluses at the moment. I mean, bear in mind AstraZeneca, for example, which is a very stable one, so it lasts a long time, it's easily stored. I mean, people aren't going to give that back easily, you know, when there are still challenges with supply overall. So Johnson & Johnson is coming on stream next week, but by the time that is actually in full production, full swing, it will take some time. So I don't see an awful lot of vaccines being traded on this proposed idea that, you know, wherever the surplus is, that they will be distributed within the European Union.
What about going beyond Europe then? Because several European countries now have taken that step. So, you know, are we trying to be the best boys in the class by playing by the rules here and letting people waiting for their vaccine as a result?
Yeah, but Katie, in fairness, I mean, we're not the worst boys in the class by any chance. I mean, I mean, people are saying, look, I'm not here to defend the government, I'm just here to give the facts. But I mean, like, if you look at Europe and the rollout, Ireland is consistently between third and fifth every week. There's only a few countries ahead of us. Most are well behind us. So we are waiting for that. The point I'm making, we're just waiting for vaccines. What we need to do now is ensure that if we can access more vaccines through other systems.
Sorry to cut across you, Billy Keller, but can you address that question? Should we look beyond? James Lawless, your colleague, has written a memo to the Taoiseach saying that we should perhaps be looking at the Sputnik vaccine and talking to the Russians about that.
Well, I've made the point that we should be looking everywhere for vaccines a number of weeks ago. I mean, we shouldn't just tie ourselves to the European procurement programme and the rollout of the vaccines through the European Commission. We should be looking at all avenues. Now, Sputnik 5 is being used in Hungary. They approved it themselves, their own national competency authority. But, you know, we always wait for the European Medicines Agency to approve a vaccine, and that has not been approved yet. So, I mean, it would be a high-risk strategy for Ireland
they
to start approving vaccines.
They are starting to look at it.
Not Ireland, the European Medicines Agency is.
Yeah.
David McWilliam suggesting in the Irish Times today that we should be using our soft power with Joe Biden. And, you know, when we're passing over the shamrock, asking perhaps for some vaccine from the US supplies.
Well, look, I mean, the problem here is Moderna is one that's being produced in the United States. There's shortage of Moderna coming to Europe already. So it's not as if, like, you see, people are assuming that there's a surplus of vaccines everywhere. I mean, the difficulty there isn't. You saw recently where Italy stopped a quarter of a million AstraZeneca vaccines being exported from the European Union to Australia. So there isn't a huge surplus available to countries. And like we have approved Moderna.
But yeah. Joe Biden has ramped up production in the States, and he's now talking about having the entire of the United States vaccinated by May.
Yes, but I mean, that's the point, Katie. I mean, countries aren't going to start sharing. Let's be very clear. Countries and governments are going to look out for themselves first.
They're not going to allow... That's one of the key reasons. That's one of the key reasons why we went in with our partners in Europe, to ensure we had security of supply. Issues have arisen with the AstraZeneca vaccine, but nevertheless, we shouldn't lose sight.
We're way behind all the other countries that are not in the EU. We will catch up,
and I think we've 80 million in total under offer.
And Katie, I do think we need to catch up in Ireland. That's clearly what we need to do. But we also need to look at the big picture. This has to be global for it to work. We have to have vaccinations in every country around the globe because people move around the globe. So if people aren't vaccinated everywhere, we have a problem. It's a global issue, and it has to be dealt with in a global context. But apart from that, for us here in Ireland right now, the elderly people, the vulnerable people out there that want to get their vaccine aren't getting it. And that's the issue that we need to deal with.
That's not quite correct, Martin.
Well, it is correct. We wouldn't be here talking about it if it wasn't correct. There are cases,
and I accept that, cases where there's 850 EU85s that will be vaccinated next week.
But if we get additional vaccine, will we be able to roll it out fast?
Okay, that's it. We're going to leave it there on that issue, and we will take a break.